Riley Swinney O'Connell joined by Roth here in the ballroom here at the Lowe's Hotel and Convention Center. Yogi's here with us. He's going to catch a plane in a few minutes, but we're going to talk a little ball with him before we get out of here. David Shaw, whenever he can make some time for us, will walk his way in. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I should be standing up. I mean, you guys are just setting the stage.
Well, we've been sitting the whole time.
We can stand up. We've never done this before.
I'll just relax in the corner here.
Yeah, hang out.
You guys stand. I'll sit.
What's been your takeaway?
Whew. A couple. I think one, the teams that are quote unquote overlooked, you can sense it, right? It's the ASUs. Last year, I picked them to win the conference, right? This year, I don't even know if they'll go to a bowl game personally. You can sense that chip there. I think Washington State, you can sense a lack of respect to a certain degree as well. So for me, that's takeaway one. Takeaway two is the guy standing right behind me. I think Stanford, I got them running the table. I think they are
running
awesome.
The table.
I do. I really do. I believe in. The development of their student athletes, I think, is as good as anybody's. I think you can compare it to Alabama because we talk about that all the time, of kids coming in, redshirting, never playing early, playing when they're ready to play, and they've thrived. So we didn't know who Blake Martinez was a year ago. It's the same thing's going to happen this year. It might be Norv Davis. Who knows who's going to fit that linebacker position. And offensively, they have too many weapons, and you got to trust the development of the quarterback there. You know, those guys have been in the program for 3 or 4 years now, and Ryan Burns and Keller Christ. I just think that the mentality that Christian Solomon Thomas bring in this offseason workout is going to have them competing snap after snap, and if they can stay healthy, I like them.
You just semi-answered one of my favorite questions to ask anybody, the names that we don't know today, but you're pretty sure we are going to know maybe even week two.
Trent Irwin, remember that name, wide out, Stanford. I mean, Bryce Love, running back, Stanford. I mean, I just think that they have guys that they're going to be household names, national names, because they're on such a big stage the first six weeks of the season.
In the Pac-12 South, who do you like going in?
I got a three-way tie, a 9-3. I got five teams, what we know now, going 9-3 this season. So I like Utah coming out of the tiebreaker. If they can get consistent play at the quarterback from Troy Williams, I just think their defense is too strong. I really do. The unknown about UCLA is this new system. How are they going to operate? They should thrive, but they don't have explosive players that we've seen on offense just yet. Is it Theo Howard, a true freshman? What's Ishmael Adams like in real pads at wide receiver? And then SC, they're just too thin on the defensive line right now. I know they got the transfer from Utah, which is going to help, but that's a reality when you go through the gauntlet of the Pac-12.
Go catch your plane.
Oh, you're going to let him go?
We're going to let him go.
David Shaw's coming.
Yeah, David's Coach here. Shaw coming, man. Yeah. I can't keep him waiting.
You enjoy your wedding, and we'll see you during camp.
Done.
We're 48 days from the opener, by the way.
How great is
Utah?
Ball?
How great is it?
How great is Coach Shaw, man? All time.
We'll see.
Best guy.
Let's let him rip it.
Thanks, Yogi.
There we go. That's Yogi Roth.